Action to improve the sustainability of disability support services. Executive summary. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of Disability Support Services to the left of the Ministry of Social Development logo with the New Zealand government crest in black. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 19th of February 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Action to improve the sustainability of disability support services. Executive summary. Full paper available, aicomps.nz/7728. Proposal. 1. This paper seeks decisions for next steps in responding to recommendations from the Independent Review of Disability Support Services, DSS, on 1.1. Next steps on the Rapid Review of Residential Care Contract and Pricing Models, Recommendation 2. 1.2. Consulting with the disability community and sector on the impacts of options to update assessment and allocation settings, Recommendation 5, and that establish criteria for access to flexible funding and review the flexible funding guidelines to improve clarity and consistency, Recommendation 6. 1.3. Consulting on the scope of longer-term policy work to deliver fair, consistent, transparent, and sustainable support services for disabled people and families. Relation to government priorities. 2. Relevant priorities are better public services and fiscal responsibility, as well as fairer access to DSS, ensuring those with the greatest needs receive quality support services. Executive summary. 3. We took action to gain control of the cost pressures in DSS following the independent review's recommendations. 4. I now seek cabinet agreement to the preferred approach to develop the residential care contract and pricing model. Redacted content. 5. After consultation with disabled people, families and the wider disability sector in early 2025, I will return to Cabinet in May 2025 for decisions to update the assessment and allocation settings for individuals, establish criteria for access to and review guidelines for flexible funding. 6. I propose a longer-term work program to address key system issues by setting clear and consistent direction, regulation, policy and rules that will set up DSS to deliver more efficiently and effectively into the future. Recommendations. The Minister for Disability Issues recommends that the committee. Rapid review of pricing for residential care. 1. Note that a freeze at current levels on funding for residential facility-based care for 2024-25 is in place pending a detailed and urgent review of contract and pricing models. 2. Direct the Ministry of Social Development to progress, including testing with providers and sector groups, a pricing model for funding DSS-funded residential care services. Either A. Option 1 banded rates recommended, or B. Option 2 purchasing capacity not recommended in the short term. Or, C. Option 3 individualized rates not recommended. 3. Redacted content. 4. Redacted content. Consultation on the implementation of the independent review's recommendations 5 and 6 and the scope of longer-term policy work on the sustainability of disability support services. 5. Approve the public release of the attached discussion documents in late February 2025, allowing time for translation into accessible formats. 6. Authorize the Minister for Disability Issues to make amendments to the discussion documents. 7. Invite the Minister for Disability Issues to report back to Cabinet in May 2025 on final decisions for the independent review's recommendations 5 and 6 and the scope of longer-term policy work on the future sustainability of disability support services, DSS. 8. Agree that the Minister for Disability Issues may publicly communicate the next steps of this work program, including the expected timeframes. Authorized for lodgement, Honorable Louise Upston, Minister for Disability Issues. Producer's note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 19th of February 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09320 4173, email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicons.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.